This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo.
A global survey of households finds only 2 in 5 people believe they'll be better off in the future. The communications firm Edelman does this survey every year, and it found pessimism is highest in some of the world's biggest economies, including the U.S. The survey says there's more distrust of institutions such as government and business, especially among low-wage workers. Inflation is a key reason for all of this, and in the U.S., higher prices are hitting low-wage workers the hardest. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
39-year-old Megan Hullinger is a single mom with 4 kids. The youngest is 3, the oldest 13. She lives in the mountains of West Virginia and works for a nonprofit doing outreach for people with addiction or mental health problems. She loves her job, but she says her salary of a little under $25,000 a year is no match for inflation.
No, not even close.
Hullinger's figured out that her everyday expenses, food, rent, gas, cost her $1,864 a month. But the 6.5% inflation rate means those same things now cost her an extra $121 a month. Hullinger did get a raise last year of around 3%, but that's half the inflation rate.
So it's effectively a pay decrease.
Hullinger says her landlord wants to raise the rent, but her budget is already cut to the bone.
Something's small and kind of silly, but I don't buy paper towels anymore. It's just a million little things, you know. You buy generic when you can, and, you know, you try to repair things instead of maybe buying when you would just go buy something brand new.
Still, inflation actually fell in the second half of last year. The price of some of Hullinger's necessities, including gas, is down. Nicole Smith is chief economist at the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. She says falling prices mean workers' real earnings, that is, their pay after you account for inflation, that's actually rising.
And that's after 22 consecutive months of declining wages. So what we're seeing is it's moving in the right direction. We're not exactly there yet.
Take food prices. They're still up. The cost of eggs soared about 11% last month. Hullinger doesn't feel like her paycheck is going any further at the grocery store.
Now, even the cheap things are astronomical. I remember when you used to be able to get frozen vegetables, like a little bag of frozen vegetables for $1, you know, and now it's like $3.50.
But Hullinger may get a break on her food bill later this year. Brad Hirschbein, senior economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, thinks inflation will keep coming down gradually. He says if that happens and the U.S. is able to avoid a recession,
I think it's possible that earnings for workers, even adjusting for inflation, could go into the black, could become positive sometime in 2023.
So whatever pay raise Hullinger gets this year could finally mean more money in her pocket. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.